Now, the National Council for the Blind of Ireland is launching its annual Clear Our Paths campaign aimed at creating a safer and cleaner environment on our streets for people who are blind or vision impaired to get around independently. With me on the line to talk about that is Lorna Fitzpatrick, Advocacy Manager of NCBI. Lorna, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me on.
You're focusing on dog fouling and you've come up with statistics and figures for the amount of fines handed out across the country, across local authorities. It's a clear picture that Kerry is doing better than most. 31 fines handed out last year, far and ahead of other local authorities.
Absolutely, and I suppose a massive increase from the year previous where there were zero fines issued in 2020 and then, as you say, jumping up to 31 fines in 2021. So Kerry most definitely is the outlier in terms of those fines being issued for dog fouling. But I suppose we're trying to, I suppose, engage with people as part of this campaign to educate people on the impact that all different types of temporary obstacles have. So they are things like cars being parked on footpaths, dog fouling, of course, overhanging branches, wheelie bins, and placement of street furniture for pedestrianised areas. And you know, we've seen a massive increase in that since COVID, obviously. So we're trying to engage people in that conversation about those wider temporary obstacles, which really are things that can be that can be removed or can be prevented based on an awful lot of people's behaviour in and of themselves. So we're really hoping to just start a conversation with people today.
How key do you think enforcement is in the wider picture of trying to get people to do things? My understanding from Kerry County Council is that they have had patrols, joint patrols between traffic and dog wardens. They're talking to people. Obviously, they're catching people in the act and issuing the fines, which is in itself a deterrent too.
Absolutely. And look, enforcement definitely plays a very important role, and we can see that in Kerry. And like the proactive approach that has been taken by the council and other groups down there has been absolutely fantastic. And that's what we've seen in terms of these figures for 2021. And as I say, very much an outlier in comparison to other county councils and city councils across the country. But enforcement is one part of the issue here. You know, it really is a two-sided coin. One is that education is around personal responsibility of dog owners and general members of the public. And the other side is enforcement. And so the two need to really go hand in hand. And look, we understand that the vast majority of dog owners are responsible, you know, and they do pick up after their dogs. But unfortunately, there are a minority who are not. And we're trying to engage them as part of this conversation, as part of this campaign.
Lorna, the element of enforcement and of tracking things down and trying to remind people and all of that is the other thing. You're never going to have, and notwithstanding the councils that haven't given any fines out, I know some didn't give the figures to you for your for your work at it, you're never going to have a dog warden on every corner or a traffic warden or somebody enforcing it in every corner. The answer really is in changing attitudes and changing behaviour.
Absolutely, and that's the thing, you know, even where we do have the fines obviously in place and where there has been increased in fines, you know, the threat of receiving a fine is obviously not a strong enough deterrent because there are still pet owners who are not picking up after their dogs. So it really is that double-sided coin in terms of that education and trying to encourage people to be more proactive. And as part of this campaign, we've a website, we've launched a new webpage with some tips for people in terms of how they can be active bystanders, how we can have those conversations, because they can be a little bit awkward to start with. So we're giving people some pointers, some tips in terms of how they can start those conversations, whether it's about the dog fouling, whether it's about the car parked on a footpath. I don't know how many times we've probably all heard of somebody who just popped up onto the car popped the car up onto the footpath to run into the shop just to grab something or into the pharmacy or whatever it may be, you know. And they'll just be a minute. But that just a minute being parked on that footpath can actually can lead to somebody who's blind or vision impaired actually having to go out onto the road and the risks that are associated with that, you know.
So you want people to talk to each other about this. Like if you've got a family member that goes for a walk with a dog, doesn't have a bag, then if it comes from within the own circle saying, listen, what are you doing? Why don't you have a bag? Is that kind of conversation?
And it's about that educational piece. It's not around being confrontational or anything like that. You know, it's just about having that general conversation going, well, actually, do you know, by not picking up here, somebody who's blind or vision impaired who's coming along, say, with a cane, may not be able to see the dog fouling on the path, will walk straight through it and may end up with it on their hands when they try and fold up their cane. And, you know, that's unhygienic as a baseline, but can also be detrimental to somebody's health as well, you know. So it's about trying to raise awareness and have those conversations. It's not about trying to be confrontational. It's not about trying to wag fingers at people. It is just trying to ensure that we're all a little bit more proactive, I suppose, in our day-to-day.
Yeah, one listener gets in touch, Lauren, and says, Jory, I was in Ballyhaig Beach a few evenings ago. Sitting on the beach around 6:30 p.m, a man had two dogs on leads. One dog was large, so this man let the small dog off the lead along the cement walkway, so the dog did his business. The man walked, passed it by, put the dog back on the lead. Not the first time, and this man knew well what he was doing. Absolutely shameful. I was going to take a snapshot, but I would be answerable to it and end up the worst for it, says this listener. An example, unfortunately, that some dog owners are just irresponsible, Lorna.
And look, I do think there is an element of that, and I think there's others who maybe, you know, are chancing it or just saying, oh sure, it's just once. Or, and again, it's that just a minute thing, whether it's the car or it's just this one time if it's the dog. It's just about being proactive and consistent, I suppose, in picking up after your animals and your overall behaviour in terms of those temporary obstacles. But it, like your listener is right there in terms of taking the picture and then being the worst in the world, you know, that can lead to those kind of confrontational aspects. And that's, we wouldn't encourage that, I suppose. It is very much about having those kind of conversations, whether it's over the wall between neighbours, or whether it's at the kitchen table having the cup of tea in the morning or in the evening, you know. And it doesn't have to be as a result of a behaviour. You know, this can be a conversation that takes place today because your listeners maybe have heard this segment and then have that chat around the kitchen table later on. And it's not necessarily in a direct response to a dog owner not picking up after their dog, but it is just having that general sense of awareness then, you know. And so these conversations can happen all the time. It doesn't have to be in a direct response to an action.
Lorna, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us in the programme this morning. That's the situation with the NCBI. They've launched their campaign today. They want you to talk to your family, your friends, start a conversation, not just about dog falling, about wheelie bins, about street furniture poorly placed, and other obstacles on the street that you have at the NCBI, the National Council for the Blind of Ireland, wanting that conversation, wanting you to have a conversation with your loved ones about making sure that you don't put things in the way. It's the Clear Our Paths campaign. Can be something as simple as an overhead branch from your property out onto a footpath that can catch people, street furniture, dog fouling, wheelie bins, and the big one, cars thrown up on footpaths that block things off, and it means that people who have accessibility issues, who are vision impaired or blind, can't clearly get their way through. Give us your thoughts on that at 0667 123 666.